For Craig St. Clair and Brent Sverdlov, who've been together for 12 years, today was packed both with practical and sentimental meaning. They already jointly own the house they fixed up in well-heeled liberal Brookline, just outside Boston.
So, this house was built in 1911, and in old houses like this, without any sort of air conditioning at all, and it gets pretty warm in Boston during the summer, so they came up with this idea of sleeping porches.
It is a home that reflects their common tastes as a couple, two well-educated men in their 40s, both from Southern California, both historical archivists by trade or by training. Craig now runs corporate communications for a biotech firm. Brent handles communications for a sculpture garden. We met them at the house on Saturday and talked about what marriage means to two men who are already linked by common property, by mutual commitment, by the makeshift institution of domestic partnership, by love, and by habit. For them, Craig says, marriage was the obvious next step.
I know in my mind, and I'm sure in Brent's as well, it was not a huge decision to make. It was kind of like this great thing that was going to happen, and that we knew we were going to be together for the rest of our lives, and so why wouldn't we?
Yeah, I can't imagine any reason not to. Yeah. It is the next logical step. I mean, otherwise, what else to aspire to? How to bring ourselves more in, accord with society.
From a sentimental and relationship standpoint, obviously, in that we love each other, but also from a practical standpoint, we have a house together. We have combined finances. Making each other our next of kin, was something that just made complete sense to us, to make our relationship as legally fortified as possible.
On Sunday night, Craig and Brent went to an interfaith celebration organized by the Religious Coalition for the Freedom to Marry. It was at Christ Church, Cambridge Episcopal, a house of worship known to George Washington, as well as to Martin Luther King, whose legacy was invoked several times. The Right Reverend Stephen Charleston, president and dean of the Episcopal Divinity School, delivered a stemwinder of a sermon, his gray ponytail trailing down the back of his white cassock. They are celebrating the victory of justice over oppression, he says, of love over fear, of dignity over prejudice. Like others who speak at the Sunday night service, Reverend Charleston acknowledges that many people in Massachusetts do not regard this as a victory, and still others are silent. He says those people have been misled.
In fact, they have been told that marriage between two persons of the same gender will destroy their civilization as we have known it. Perhaps they are right.
The thought of the destruction of civilization as they have known it strikes this largely gay and lesbian audience as perhaps not entirely a bad thing. Neither Craig nor Brent is religious. They came to celebrate, not to worship. But the interfaith service sweeps them up. And when blessings of the couples are offered, much to their own surprise, they walk through the crowded center aisle of this landmark church, couples in search of ministers, ministers in search of couples, blessings of different rites all at once.
Hi, your names?
Craig and Craig.
I'm Craig. He's Brent.
I'm Brent.
Brad and Craig.
Brent and Craig.
Brent and Craig.
Okay.
May God bless you and keep you. May God's graces fall upon your heads as you prepare to live together in holy matrimony. And may you experience all the blessings of wisdom, compassion, and married love.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you. Paperwork.
We look official.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
This morning, shortly after 7, Brent Sverdlov and Craig St. Clair left their house and walked to the Brookline Town Hall. It was a three-step process: apply for a license, get a waiver of the 3-day waiting period, and then get married. At 7:30, Brookline Town Hall was already the scene of a marriage rush. Typically, in an entire day, five or six couples get marriage licenses. Not today.
Number 23.
Okay. Very good.
Six couples at a time filed applications across a counter.
Number 23.